Esta va a ser el hospital para los pacientes COVID.
Dr. Dairon Elizondo Rojas shows me around a new 20-bed tented hospital at the end of the camp. He's a volunteer here, and he's also an asylum seeker from Cuba. We stand on a tarp-like floor, surrounded by medical equipment, COVID antibody tests, and cardiac monitors. This tent is reserved for COVID-19 patients. For now, it's unused because there are no positive cases. Dairon says this small tent is a game changer. It arrived about 2 weeks ago, after they tried for several weeks to get the equipment into Matamoros.
No te voy a decir que no de miedo, porque da miedo saber que te vas a enfrentar a una situación que...
He'd be lying if he said he wasn't scared, facing something that has killed nurses and doctors around the world. But he says it's a job they chose, and if they don't help people here at the camp, who else will?
Currently, we have not had any patients that we have admitted.
Helen Perry is the executive director of Global Response Management, GRM, a nonprofit that provides health services.
We have two patients that we went ahead and had isolated due to their symptoms, and they were tested by the government. And so we're keeping them in isolation until those results come back, just out of an abundance of caution.
She says the majority of COVID-19 cases in Matamoros originated near the camp, and the fact that they haven't had any positive cases at the camp is a testament to their safety measures. GRM has 5 full-time staff members, but they want to provide more services.
We've worked in 7 countries, Iraq, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, the Bahamas, and now Mexico. It's not that we don't have the capabilities. It's not that we don't have the volunteers. It is simply funding. These things all take money.
In her experience, countries from where refugees are fleeing from and fleeing to often provide some sort of financial support. That's not happening here. An outbreak can come at any moment. She says it happens at other refugee camps.
With things like typhoid or cholera, there are vaccines for those diseases. And so, you know, your response is often very different, because at the first sign of there being an outbreak, you start aggressively addressing the need for vaccinations. You know, COVID doesn't have a vaccination.
Another precaution that's taking place at the camp is that there's now a strong presence of the Mexican National Guard and federal police.
One of the goals is to prevent just random locals from coming into the camp, so that they can provide a little bit more security.
The Mexican government also put up a fence that circles part of the camp.
You know, fences are a pro and a con, right? Like, they keep people out. They also keep people in. I mean, it's an intimidating sight when, you know, this big 12-foot fence goes up with Constantina wire. I think that that's something that we're continuing to monitor.
Helen was told by Mexican officials that there will be no restriction of movement for the migrants. Near the new fence, there's a small room where 3 women help protect the camp from the virus. Carmen is an asylum seeker from Honduras. She sits at the sewing machine, cranking out face masks for other migrants. She says she likes to help when she can. She would sew back home, but never made face masks before. They've made about 100 masks this week. Some of the nonprofits that work in the area donated cloth, sewing machines, and wages for the workers. Volunteers say the camp continues to shelter more than 1,500 people, and that they'll do everything they can to stop the virus from entering the camp. As COVID is expected to hit its peak in Mexico this summer, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.